Hello and welcome, dear listeners. I was inspired to write Listening, the poem, way back in 2001. And it seems to me that listening and hearing has become even more of an art form in 2018. It is easy to forget, as you sit in your office or like me in my writing cave, removed from the hub of daily life and people. The world is filled with noise and busyness. Everyone on their mission to succeed, rushing, driving themselves relentlessly. Sadly, closed to listening to others' needs. What is important to them? What they need to share? My poem is about listening. It equally transcends to our personal lives, to creators and businesses too. As an author and storyteller, it is not about me. It is about my followers, my audience. I have a responsibility to listen and hear. Grab their attention. Take them on an exciting journey, one they wish to go on. What will lift my tribe up, inspire and encourage them? By listening to your readers, clients, family and friends, you are ready to share their story, motivate, build trust and support others. Only then can you move your business, personal life, or creative passion forward? Listening. Listening is an art form that many of us have not yet achieved. We remain busy, only thinking of our needs. Make the time to listen and hear what others have to say, and create a deeper bond of harmony and love along the way. By listening more, we have the chance to learn others' fears, their hopes, and how they wish to fulfill their dreams. Shutting our mouths, opening our ears, we can learn what empathy and connection really means. It requires an unselfish person in this absorbed world to listen unconditionally to our loved ones, sometimes troubled world. Love is listening and hearing what the other has to say. Change your way of thinking. Become the listening and empathetic ear. Right here, right now. Yes, today.